And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Tone Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. It means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 333 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. You bet. Beautiful day here in central Minnesota. We have 59 degrees right now and sunshine here in central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Cleet Goblish. Cletus, how you doing?
Well, good morning. Yeah, very good. Yeah, thanks. And with all the shutdowns of the viruses and so on, there isn't much that we can talk about maybe for entertainment spots. Yeah.
That's right. It's some different times, that's for sure. We're visiting with you at your home in New Ulm then today?
Correct, yes. I'm home.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
And born and raised in New Ulm, or where'd you get started, Cletus?
Well, I pretty much started in grade school, took music lessons and so on, and I started with piano accordion originally.
Okay.
But that turned out quite well, because when I got in the service, I did a little playing in the service. And I also played concertina, and that was more convenient, you know, so I just play that more or less now. And
okay.
I don't bother with the accordion anymore, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Very good. And you went to school right there in New Ulm, graduated from high school, or did you go on to any college or anything?
No. Okay. No, I originally lived from Sleepy Eye. I originally started out there, and that was my home place, farm out there, and then we had some more property at New Ulm, and so I built a home down here in the mall.
Okay.
And it's another farm site next to the city limits.
All right. So, and you're at home with your wife, is it Dolores?
Yep, correct.
Okay, and married for how many years?
Oh, going to be 62, I guess.
Oh, boy, good for you guys. Congratulations. Nowadays, that's getting to be quite a monument or something, you might say.
Right.
Not too many of them stay together so long anymore, so good for you guys. Did you guys have any kids too then?
Yeah, we had four children. Yeah.
Four children as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and three of them are actually farming.
Oh, really?
That's not good now either.
No, that's not a good occupation right at the moment, but maybe with the way things are going to turn out, maybe things, I'll tell you, with things as they are, they're so unstable. Things could shoot up real fast with the shortages that's coming up too. So we'll have to see how it all turns out.
Right.
You bet. Well, playing concertina, that was a great thing. So you started out. When did you form the band, Cletus?
Well, it's got to be about 40 years ago, I'm thinking. At least 40 years.
Okay.
We actually just did it for the fun of it, you know, as a trio, and started up. And then as the music took off, we just played band and actually wound up all over across the United States.
Yeah,
And we played in North Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, and even actually out in Washington State.
All right.
So, it wasn't a full-time job, but we just kind of liked it and did it for a while. Let's put it that way.
Sure. And Dolores, part of the band, too, she plays something, too, then?
Yeah, she was a piano player.
Piano player, okay.
Yeah.
So very, very nice. Any music in the kids?
They played a little bit, but not really took off.
Okay.
After it and enjoy it.
Yeah, not like we did. Okay.
And right now the kids nowadays don't even know what a musical instrument is anymore, I don't think, because my granddaughter came a couple of weeks ago and she said, brought her children along. She said, play the concertina a little bit. And we were in the house. And, well, I played a few numbers, and then my wife got the cell phone. She put a 30-second bit of entertainment while I was playing on the Facebook, you know.
Sure.
And then 3-4 days later, we get reports back from Philippine Islands. A fellow moved out there years ago, and he's teaching out there. And he says he's going to show that bit to his students. what we have in Minnesota, where he came from.
Oh, my gosh.
And then another cousin from California replied, said that he saw it, and another one from Germany. We haven't seen them for 10 years over there, but they must be watching us.
Well, there you go. That's awesome. You bet. So did you play with anybody else before that then, Cletus? Did you fill in with any of the New Ulm bands or anybody?
Well, I didn't do a whole lot of filling in, but I didn't play that much with other bands, no.
Okay.
I did a little bit here and there, but not full-time or
okay.
As a count-on person, yeah.
Did you, what did you do for work then besides, because you didn't make your entire living on music then, huh?
No, I actually farmed, we had a few farms, and I milked cows for about 50 years till I retired.
Oh, okay.
And when I retired, well, one boy took the cows, and the other one took the steers.
All right.
One took the hog division. We just divided the machinery up and never sold out at all.
Okay, well, good. And I'm sure you had some testing days back in those years, playing music and farming at the same time. Boy, I'm sure there was a few times where you had a job to get to, and maybe we're still out baling hay or milking the cows or doing whatever,
Right. And, there was some couples that used to go to all the dances, and there was one couple that I knew quite well. They were brothers, and their wives would be at every dance, and they'd go to other dances also. And he says, when they'd come home from a dance, in those days we played from 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That was the schedule of the dance, and they'd come home and drive an hour or two afterwards, and he said it was didn't pay to go to bed, so they milked the cows before they went to bed and slept till noon.
Yep. those are good memories. Those are the days when you could get away with that. Life was a little bit slower paced back in those years, I think. So, yeah. Mention some of the good musicians you've had over the years that have played the different parts on your band.
Well, the first batch of horn players are all deceased because, I don't know, for some reason, they just didn't survive, you might see. No, but the second batch we have is where most of our recordings are of John Haley and Leon Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Schrader,
yep.
Bass horn player,
yep.
And Mike Simon. They're all, well-known musicians.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we did play in other states. We'd call up some other bands, and have one of their musicians fill in, because when you drive 6 or 8 hours one way to a job,
yes,
the musicians didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
They didn't like to spend that much time on the road.
Yeah, and a lot of them had other jobs, too, where they couldn't get away. And
right.
So, yeah, that's always a conflict.
Well, when you get back at 5 in the morning or so, you can't go to a job, and do a decent job anymore.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That wears down after a while, that's for sure.
So,
I remember, and I don't know if you remember, first time I got to meet you, Cletus, was back on a Chasm Polka Fest at the Pelican Lake Ballroom in St. Anna on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
and,
yep.
Jerry Schuft was there, and my dad was a drummer, sat in for Jerry, and then after Jerry was done playing, they both got off the stage, and somebody suggested that you get up there and play, and they asked me to drum for you, and I had the opportunity to sit and play with you. I thought that was really great that time.
I recall that. Yeah,
you do?
Yep.
Yeah. That was, we had some wonderful Polka Fest back in those years, and that was before I was working here at the station, so, yeah.
Correct.
The music was really at its peak, I think, back in those years.
Right, yep.
You bet. Well, there's still a lot of music going on down in your area up until this COVID-19 thing hit. Seems like there's still dances to be found down in southern Minnesota, Iowa, lower part of Wisconsin. Do you find that too, Cletus?
Well, not as much as there was years ago. But I was told that there was 110 or 11 ballrooms in the state of Minnesota that had polka music, and now there's only about 7 or 8 left.
Yeah.
So that has changed since we started playing band music, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Cletus, go ahead.
Yeah. Every time I play somewhere, folks always come up and say, I used to play concertina a little bit, but I lost interest in it, or their dad played it, and they still have a concertina. And I asked, "Oh, where's the concertina now?" He says, "Oh, in the closet. Well, folks get those concertinas out and play with them now that you can't do anything else, you know?
That's right.
And if you don't know where the concertinas are in the closet, I'm sure they're behind that whiskey bottle that you've hidden in there.
Very good, Cletus. Well, we could ask you to hold that thought. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Okay.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it's our smoked German-style brats. Come in this week and stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. As this virus situation continues, it is important for all of us to continue to eat wholesome and healthy meals. You can always find healthy and nutritious meats at the St. Joe Meat Market. The management and staff at the St. Joe Meat Market are committed to safe health practices by frequent sanitizing of counters, door handles, and work surfaces. We continue to practice social distancing and commend all of you, our faithful and loyal customers, for doing the same. Together, we will all get through this situation. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. Cletus, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll put that meat package up, fire that off in the mail to you. Should get it in a day or two, and hope you enjoy it along with your wife and those around you. How's that?
Real good, thank you. That's real fine. I enjoyed it last time, yep.
Well, good, yep. Good.
Yep.
All righty. Well, Cletus, did you learn the concertina by ear, or did you take lessons, self-taught? How did it go for you?
Well, I started with piano accordion, and I took lessons on the piano accordion.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That gave me a knowledge of the correct music, let's put it that way.
Okay.
But then the concertina, I could understand the notes and just look at the numbers, you know, and it took me an hour or so to play a song or two on the concertina because I knew a little music already.
Sure, sure.
But, so it turned out quite well that way. And
okay.
Nowadays with the electronics in it, you can really put out a nice sound of a one-man band type of thing.
Oh, you can, that's for sure. This coronavirus thing hit, were you doing a lot of nursing homes too then and that type of work?
Right, correct. Yeah, I was doing quite a bit of it.
Okay.
It slowed down so fast, you almost get a heart attack because for the stopping.
Yes.
like hitting the dirt for all of a sudden, you know. Yeah.
So,
but you know what, there was a fella down our way here. He'd walk his dog every day to the dog park.
Uh-huh.
And after a few days, he met a fellow that he hadn't seen for a long time, you know. And they started talking about their dogs, and this dog lover bragged about his dog, how he loved to walk his dog all the time. He says, "I'd sooner walk with my dog than my wife." The other guy, he says, "Oh, no." He said, "No, no. I'd sooner walk with my wife. I just got married 6 months ago. I'd love my wife better than the dog." And they argued about that dog, who loves their dog or the wife the best. Then this dog lover finally says, "I tell you what you do. When you go home, you lock your dog and your wife in the closet for an hour or so. And then when you let them out, you tell me which one's going to be happy to see you."
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one, Cletus.
Yeah.
So now when you're playing the nursing homes right before this hit, were you playing one man, or does your wife play along with you, or do you take anybody else with you?
No, I do it with electronics alone.
Okay.
And I try to have a compact unit, you know, so it isn't too much to go in and out all the time, you know.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And gives you a lot of satisfaction, doesn't it, to play for the residents like that? Some of them have trouble sitting up or holding their head up, but you can always see their toes tapping or their fingers kind of clapping, their hands clapping. You can tell that you're bringing them enjoyment, isn't that true?
Right, yeah, and it brings back memories or something, you know, and they just want to talk about it even, you know.
Well, yeah. Oftentimes some of those residents are ones that used to come to your dances too, I'm sure.
Right, so. Yeah, Well, wherever I'd go, they already knew me, you know, just from previous entertainment or something.
Sure.
Or either the recordings or something. Yeah.
You bet. Talk about the recordings just a little bit. How many do you have out now, Cletus?
I've got 6 CDs out, yeah.
6 CDs, okay. Very good.
Three of them are doubles. You know.
Okay.
You could have made 9 CDs, but
sure.
We doubled them up.
Yeah, you've got, 26 songs on some of them there, It's great. They're large CDs. People get their money's worth when they buy one. So, Do you have a favorite one? Which one do you think turned out the best, or you favor more than the others, or are they all good?
Well, we kind of mixed them up with the Austrian style of music and a little bit of an old style and a country, or well, maybe one or two countries on each one. That's about all, you know.
Sure.
Just for variety. Yeah. And they all seem to turn out well, and with the professional players, they did a good job on it. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You bet. Favorite song to play? If you pick up the concertina, what's the first song that comes out of your concertina?
Well, it's probably not the same one every time.
Okay.
A lot of times for a solo, Ferris Wheel Polka is a nice one. And,
okay.
Or for Snappy Polkas, maybe Tony's Polka or something, you know. And
mm-hmm.
You got, yeah, it's just something that catches your attention right away, you know. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on from there, I guess.
Did you guys use a theme song when you had the band going?
No, I don't think we ever had a definite theme song.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Well, right now on the radio show in Long, we have Trumpet Echo Polka, but other than that, that's just on the radio show program beginning.
You bet.
Yeah.
And your style is that Austrian, like the Swiss Alp sound a lot. Probably the closest band that I can think of would be like Erwin Sisa had a lot like your style.
Yep.
So, yeah. And, boy, there was so many great bands down there in that New Ulm, Sleepy Eye, southern portion of the state. So great to hear that you're still going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As long as the fingers don't stiffen up or so, I guess, we can still keep on going, I guess.
You bet. Mention a few of your concertina idols, folks that you looked up to that played concertina.
I suppose originally it started out with Sil Liebel, I suppose.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that was back in the year when I started, when he was going big.
Yeah.
So I suppose it was a nicer style of music that I liked anyway, let's put it that way.
You bet.
That's probably why I picked that up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good players nowadays. I mean, Brian Brigham and Carl Hardwick. Gary Brigham, you know, all those guys, they're wonderful players.
You bet.
And whenever they play something, it sounds good, you know?
That's right. Absolutely. And still a few good ones, some older ones around, too. Donnie Klostner, still talked to him recently. Still in New Ulm down there. And, Johnny Helgett still going. And a few more down in your area, too.
Right, yeah, the band's... Well, I think there was about 24 or 25 bands years ago out of New Ulm.
Yeah.
There's probably three left out of the bunch, you know.
You bet.
And they all had musicians, you know.
That's right.
There had to be a lot of musicians around years ago.
Did you get to play Polka Days in New Ulm back when the Polka Days was going?
No, I went to the Polka Days. I remember it on the street, but I didn't play it. No.
You didn't. Okay. Yeah, I think it was actually more for the New Ulm bands, and you were probably, out of Sleepy Eye at that time yet?
Correct. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Still Sleepy Eye. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That was. Yeah. It's just too bad that that one went away. I mean, that I was down there a couple of times, 69, 70, somewhere in those years.
Yeah.
Boy, right. That was a heyday then. My goodness, I can't believe it when I think back about it. Yet every corner, every block, there was a big band. There was Six Fat Dutchmen on one corner, Elmer Scheid on another corner, and. Fez Fritchie on another corner, and one better than the next. Boy, they had such great sounds. Don Morris and Jolly Germans down there.
Right.
Jolly Lumberjacks, they were usually over at George's Ballroom at the same time. And, there was so many good bands there. So, polka lovers, boy, they could just indulge in polka music at that time.
That's kind of thing of the past, I guess.
Wendinger's are still going yet. Wendinger is still playing out of New Ulm there.
Yep, and, they're still going at it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a bass player still alive and kicking up here in central Minnesota, Jay Patterson. Jay did some jobs with you and did some recording too, didn't he?
Correct, yes. And he recorded with me also.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he would be able to tell you some of the stories that happened. On the jobs, you might say.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of them weren't so good, you know. The playing was wonderful, but like when people fall over on the dance floor, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, drinking was more prevalent back in those years, too, and that's what you would also have, especially later in the evening.
It wasn't the drinking in some of these cases. They just fell over and died on the floor.
Oh, really? Oh, my.
Yeah, well, yeah.
People weren't as healthy or as exercised and in good shape like that. So,
right. Yeah, they're dancing. You could see them dancing so wonderful, and all at once, boom, they're on the floor.
Oh, my.
They never moved again.
Yeah, yeah. You bet. Well, before we let you run, talk about some of your favorite ballrooms to play in, Cletus.
Well, I played in the Orchid at Sleepy Eye, which is going to be demolished now, I guess.
Oh, really?
They're waiting on that. Yeah, uh-huh. They're going to demolish it.
Okay.
And, well, I played up at Sauk Center and Merle, Wisconsin, a few places like that. We used to get to Wisconsin almost once a month.
Okay.
And yeah, it was, you know, after you get known over there and they played your records, you had to go back over there.
Sure.
And there's other ballrooms around here, too. And George's ballroom was big, too, but... I don't know. In fact, I had my wedding dance in there.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, George Ballroom. Yeah, well, yeah. And that's still standing, but it's empty for 5-10 years already.
Oh, yes.
They don't know what to do with that.
Okay.
Sort of falling back to taxes, I guess.
Okay.
So there's different ballrooms around that just aren't anymore, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You've been honored with a few awards, Cletus, Music Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well... The World Concertina one, I was inducted about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I had to go over to Wisconsin to be inducted in that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, very good.
I didn't want to make it a business, you might say, of just being known as a band player. We did other things in our life, you know. And
sure.
Tried to keep things together that way.
Yep, yeah. That's for sure.
And... Now they say, you know, like in Las Vegas, even the casino shut down because of that virus, you know.
Yeah.
But they started up a curbside service in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
And you can drive by the casino, and they'll still take your money.
Yeah, I think I did hear that. Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah. Cletus, our time is running short. You got a good memory, something that stands out in your mind from over your playing career that you'd want to share with the listeners, an event or anything?
Well, not other than usually, no matter where I used to go, like when my son was a truck driving after he first got married, he drove through Illinois and stopped at a restaurant or someplace. And all at once the guy says, ask him his name, and he says, well, are you related to Cletus Gobler? Well, the guy says, yeah, it's my dad. He says, but that can't be the same one. He didn't think my records were out there in Illinois.
Oh, you really?
Know, he got the tape out and showed a picture of us.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, yeah, sure as heck. Yeah.
Well,
and then another time out in Seattle, Washington, a couple of people came back from out there, and they said, yeah, we saw your recordings out there in a store out there. Yeah, I had about 5 or 6 different distributors or retail sellers for my recordings.
Sure.
And they got pretty much all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have about probably close to 10,000 recordings out.
Okay. Oh, that's quite good. So,
yeah.
Well, very good, Cletus. Well, our time has run out, so we want to save a little time to play some music by your band. And so we're going to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I told you the last time, the good Lord's willing that you and I are still here down the road sometime, we'll do it again. How's that?
Real good. Sounds good here. Yep.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a good afternoon, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Cletus Goblish, our 333rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 61 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Cletus Goblish Band in just moments. Thank you. Zavin is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 61 our current temperature here in Albany, and we're going to get the music by Cletus Goblish and his band going right now. This comes off of his Dreams and Memories, Homeland in Our Hearts CD, and this one called The Love of Tyrol Polka. Cletus Goblish. Goblish and the band out of New Ulm, Minnesota, one called The Love of Tyrol Polka, and that comes off of his Our Homeland in Our Hearts CD. Beautiful picture of Cletus on the cover there, along with his wife Dolores, and in front of a house, I believe down in New Ulm there. It's got that Swiss Alpine look to it, and great music there. Members on that recording, Cletus, of course, on concertina and vocals, his wife Dolores on keyboard and vocals, John Henley on trumpet, Leon Hefner, clarinet and sax, James Bartusik on the drums, Gary Schrader on the bass horn, and Jerry Menard doing some guest performance work on the piano. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Once again, our temperature reading 61 degrees here in central Minnesota. Waltz time. It's the Mountain Valley Waltz with the Cletus Skoblish Band. Nice number there by Cletus Skoblish, one called the Mountain Valley Waltz. I don't think I've ever heard that one before. Nice, nice number. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 62 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand. Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And boy, now is the right time to get over to Kevin's. Check out those brand new Hustlers he's got on hand. Yes, the grass is growing, and in a week or two, we're going to be cutting grass for sure. See lots of people out there thatching and mulching, and with a little shot of rain, that grass is going to be green in no time at all. You're going to need a mower that's going to stand up to the demands of lots of grass cutting, because the grass is going to grow this summer. You bet. Kevin has new Hustlers in stock, so check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes, baggers, and other attachments always available out at Kevin's Countryside. Of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, and so he can service, well, he services what he sells, so don't forget that. When you're looking to buy something, factor that in. Very important when you buy a new machine. You want to be sure that you're going to get it serviced, and Kevin can do that. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants, all of that for you. Like I mentioned, Kevin does accept trades, so old Bessie getting tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile. So yeah, he'll fix old Bessie up, put her out for sale. And if you're in looking for something used, he might have something refurbished, ready to go for you. So check that out as well. For more information, get Kevin a call. His phone number 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, easy to find, head on north on County Road 3 out of St. Joe. And you get out there about 6 miles, look for the big yellow and orange post there and the sign hanging from it on the west side of the road in the ditch there. Nice big yard out by Kevin's there. And yeah, we'll give you six good reasons why that Hustler is a better mower. So there's smooth track steering, patented park brake, tough frames, simple design, heavy-duty decks, and a low center of gravity. Just six of the good reasons that you're going to want to check out one of those nice Hustlers out there by Kevin's. You bet. Check them out this week. Again, the phone number to call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's always a busy guy. So, yeah, a lot of field work going on this time of the year, but he'll want to be there when you get there to look at those Hustlers. So, again, call ahead, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with Cletus Goblish and the band. It's one called the El Rio Drive Polka. Thank you. Cletus Goldblech Band taking us to 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And that one called the El Rio Drive Polka. Really like that one. Nice, nice number. It comes off of their Heartland in Our Homes CD. Right now we're going to move to Cletus's Volume 9 from Back Home CD. Here's another nice polka. It's one called the Champion Valley Polka. Cletus Goldblech Band in one called the Champion Valley Polka. Nice number there by Cletus Goldblech. Here's one that he did a recording of. It's originally written by Carl Hartwig. It's one called Willard's Waltz. Cletus Goldblech. Cletus Goldblech and one called the Willard's Waltz. 26 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 62 our temperature here in Albany. Here's one off of his Homeland in Our Hearts CD. It's one called My Little Girl Waltz. Thank you. Cletus Kolbusch and the band, one called My Little Girl Waltz. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 62, our temperature here in Albany. We're going to move to another one of Cletus's recordings right now. It's From Around the World, Volume 8. It's one called The Beer Wagon Polka. Cletus Kolbusch. Cletus Kolbusch and the band, one called the Beer Wagon Polka. Here's a pretty waltz tune, one called My Millie's Waltz. Thank you. Cletus Kobach coming off of his Volume 8 from Around the World CD, one called My Millie's Waltz. 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 62, our temperature here in Albany as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. Yes, looking forward to you joining their traveling family. And yeah, they are eager and anxious for this virus situation to be settled too. They're missing out on a lot of great trips, just like all of you are, and looking forward to the days when they can safely get back in the buses and entertain you along the way, because that's what they do best. You bet. So for more information, give them a call. Locally, it's 320-237-48. That's 4856. Once again, that's 320-237-4856. Or toll-free, it's 1-800-840-9211. 1-800-840-9211. And you can always find out more information about Laverne's Travel. You check them out on their website, www.laverne'stravel.com. And, of course, as we look further down the schedule, maybe some of these trips might just go. We'll have to see how things go. But, yeah, they're planning for their 27th annual Alaska cruise and land vacation. That's in July. And then also planning the Wisconsin Pilgrimage Tour with Father Ben Kachimba in July. 17th annual Canadian Rockies by rail and motor coach, and that's going to be in August. They've still got the 32nd annual Fall Mystery Tour in September, the Norse Kostfest to Scandinavian Festival to North Dakota, and many more, you bet. So once this social distancing and virus thing settles down, that they're allowed to travel again, they will be happy to take your reservations and get you signed up to get on board one of their trips, you bet. Laverne and Kim, they'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for all of your past patronage. Look forward to seeing you in the future. And again, thanking you very much for supporting Laverne's Travel as they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 16 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, once again, our temperature reading, that's at 62 degrees here in central Minnesota. Going to move to another one of Cletus's CDs. This is one called the Dreams and Memories CD, recorded, released in 1995. One that Cletus talked about, it's one called the Trumpet Echo Polka. Thank you. Cletus Govlish and the band, yes, off of their Dreams and Memories CD, one called the Trumpet Echo Polka. Here's a great old-time waltz. It's a Syl Ebel arrangement. This one's called the Old Fiddler's Waltz. Govlish in the band, and one called the Old Fiddler's Waltz. That's a Syl Ebel arrangement. Here's one that Cletus mentioned on the radio on the interview, one called the Ferris Wheel Polka. Call the Ferris Wheel Polka with the Cleet Goblish Band out of New Ulm, Minnesota. We're going to move back to Homeland in Our Heart CD, And it's Landler time, one called the Schulplatter Landler. Quick Koblish Band with one called the Schulplatter Landler. Polka time, one called the My Darling Mary Polka. Thank you. Lita Skoblish on the band with a pretty polka tune there, one called the My Darling Mary Polka. Couple more on the way, this one, the Rosa Polka. Great stuff there for you by Cletus Skoblish and the band, one called the Rosa Polka. Coming up on 1 o'clock here in central Minnesota, 63, our current temperature. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that beautiful waltz tune, one called the Helenka Waltz. Cletus Skoblish. Thank you. Cletus Goblish and the band with one called the Halinka Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.